This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Bunch of games, Matt, coming down to the wire as under four media timeouts. Syracuse, a one-point lead over 13th-ranked Tennessee in the ACC-SEC Challenge. Duke and Florida getting a little bit more competitive. Down at Cameron Indoor is a 44-38 lead for the Duke Blue Devils. We had Jim Root on earlier tonight, and he did like the Florida Gators. I tailed that play, took 9.5 with Florida. He also liked Missouri against Notre Dame in a pick'em, and you actually leaned a little bit towards the Irish in that one.
I got a small bet on the Irish, +1.5. And Marcus Burton, one of the top guards in the ACC for Notre Dame. Carson Tout was the nation's leading rebounder last year at Northern Arizona, transferred to the Fighting Irish. And Tout has not been scoring much, and Braden Shrewsbury, the coach's son, has not been playing all that well. Notre Dame's been a bit disappointing here early in the season, but I think that's a big test for Missouri. And the reason why, Tim, is something we talked about with Jim Root. Tiger's schedule has been tissue soft early, and Notre Dame's actually played a pretty tough schedule. Irish lost by one at Ohio State. They lost 10-point games to Kansas and Houston. So the level of competition for Notre Dame's been much higher. With the Irish at home tonight, I favor them a little bit, so I took +1.5. I can understand an argument for the other side, but do we really know how good Missouri is yet? It looks good on paper. Tigers look good on paper, but are they paper Tigers? We don't know because they haven't played really anyone on that schedule yet.
The schedule, if you look at KenPom, per net rating of the opposition that Missouri has played, 364th out of 365 teams.
Right.
So, yes, not been tested all that much. Notre Dame more in the middle of the pack as they were just out here in Vegas, played Kansas, Rutgers, and Houston, and they ultimately won just one of those games against Rutgers. So we'll see if the Irish can get it done here tonight for you. And Jim Root, though, on the other side. We have our game of the night. It is scheduled to start here in just a little bit. It'll be UConn taking on Kansas on the road. We've discussed the injuries that are out there for both of these teams, as two of the top players on each side will not be playing here this evening, as we will not see Terrace Reed for UConn. And also out for Kansas, Matt, is Darren Peterson, who's only played a couple of games. Peterson has. He's been out for almost a month here for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, I can't call him the top freshman in college basketball because that looks like Boozer for Duke right now, but Darren Peterson's definitely in the top five, might be top three when he's healthy. Big loss for Kansas, but that's canceled out on the other side with Terrace Reed being out for UConn. So still a little bit of a lean to UConn, but I much prefer to see both those guys in there tonight. And UConn's a different team when you got Terrace Reed, because I don't think they are tough enough in the middle without him. I know Eric Riebe, the seven-footer from Germany, has played well. But I think it's a big difference when you have Reed or you don't have Reed for this UConn team.
The impressive start to Michigan State season continues, Matt, as they were a 5-point favorite at home, and they went on to win 71-52 over Iowa. So I believe Michigan State, what are they now, 7-1 ATS, I want to say, to start the season?
Yeah, that's true.
Very Spartans. Very strong start to the season for the Spartans. A couple other games of note going on right now, closing out. We mentioned Syracuse and Tennessee. Looks like a pretty decent crowd, at least from where we sit there, with Syracuse taking on the Volunteers. Syracuse closing as around an 8-point home dog, and they are being, using Matt's favorite word, feisty right now. The Syracuse Orange right now trailing by one. Actually, they lead by two, I beg your pardon, as an offensive foul was just called on Tennessee. Matt, how about this one down in Cameron Indoor? 44-43, then a backdoor and one for the Blue Devils to make it 46-43. But the defending national champions, Florida, they were down double digits at the break, and they have played well here in the second half.
Yeah, Brian Edwards, big Florida fan. He's going to come on with us here in about 25 minutes, just about the time this game is coming down to the wire, and he's going to be upset because He wanted a different spot because he didn't want to miss the end of the Florida Duke game while he's talking with us on the show. Perfect timing, Tim, because there'll be about 5 minutes left in this game when Edwards comes on with us.
You're ruthless.
I think, I don't know if he bet this or not, but you said Jim Root took Florida plus 8.5, right?
Yep.
9.5 was out there at some books right before
tip-off. I took the 9.5. Jim pushed me over the top, so I was able to get the 9.5. I paid minus 115 on it, but I am on the Gators here, and hopefully they're able to hang within the number in this one. It's been a fun one down there at Cameron Indoor. Bunch of games getting getting underway. A game that you don't have a bet on, but should be a fun one to watch after this one concludes, Matt. UNC taking on Kentucky at Rupp Arena. Mostly 6.5s out there, but there is a 7 here at Circa as the Tar Heels, coming off of a loss on Thanksgiving to Michigan State. That was their first loss of the season. Kentucky on the flip side, Matt. Have they been a little bit overrated in your eyes?
Well, of course. Haven't been playing well. Mark Pope, the coach, said it. He's really disappointed. He thought this team was going to be well ahead of where they are right now. It got blown out by 17 by Michigan State. Lost to Louisville in a game that you and I sat here and watched. It was an 8-point game, but it felt like much bigger margin than that, 96-88. Wildcats lost in Louisville that night. And really, they don't have any quality wins on their resume yet. Nicholls State, Valparaiso, Eastern Illinois, Loyola, Maryland, Tennessee Tech. Kentucky needs a quality win. Is going to have shots at it here in the next two games. North Carolina tonight and Gonzaga on Friday night. I didn't bet this. I just want to watch the Wildcats and see if Mark Pope's team's making some progress. I mean, I'm tempted to bet against North Carolina, but I'm not going to do it here. I did bet against Carolina in the Michigan State game. Had that up on the VSIM Pro page last week. Michigan State was, I think, Tim, a 1.5-point favorite in that game and beat North Carolina like a drum in the second half, won by 16.
Yeah. Down in, what, Fort Myers was that game. By the way, coming up on Friday night, how about this one? Kentucky and Gonzaga will go head-to-head in Nashville. A busy Friday night, Matt, where we have conference championship games in college football. I want to talk some NFL on the other side. We've talked about some of the coaching changes. There are tweets, by the way, coming out from Ole Miss players. Mm-hmm. Say that old Lane Kiffin may be lying a little bit with his statement regarding that all the players wanted him to stay and that he bolted on them. So
he said that in his statement?
Oh, yeah. He said the players wanted him to stay.
What, did the players want him to leave?
Yeah, once he said he was leaving to go to LSU, they didn't want him to coach the team.
In the playoff.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's a soap opera that I'm tired of.
Yeah. This was not the message you said in the meeting room. Everybody that was there can vouch for it regarding Lane Kiffin's statement. Ole Miss, by the way, comfortably in the playoff. They will be hosting a playoff game, and more than likely against either the American champion or the ACC champion. So, by the way, I don't know
I'm tired of all the Lane Kiffin drama. I mean, how many national championships has he won, Tim?
As a head coach, none. He was on the Pete Carroll staff, right? And
go to the national championship game or made the Final Four.
Well, that was when Nick Saban told him to hit the bricks when he took the
Saban
Florida Atlantic job.
Saban told him not to coach.
Yep.
As offensive coordinator in the championship game because he took the Florida Atlantic
Steve
job.
Steve Sarkisian.
Then Saban this week on ESPN says Ole Miss should let Kiffin coach in the playoffs. What a hypocrite!
A little contradictory, huh? A little bit. Matt, looking ahead to this upcoming weekend, we'll talk some Indiana and Ohio State in just a moment. But Friday night, we have four games. UNLV, Boise State. The big news in this one, Maddox Mattson is back for Boise State. Boise State earlier this year taking care of UNLV comfortably, 56-31. This one, UNLV wins the tiebreakers. Actually, both these teams win the tiebreakers. It was a four-way tie. North Texas and Tulane, Matt, the highest total of the weekend, 66.5. This one will be played at Tulane. Both of these head coaches are moving on.
Yeah.
John Summerall took the Florida job, and Eric Morris took the Oklahoma State job. the threes got scooped. I'm curious if we get a three back, Matt. And it's such a high number that the three might not come into play. But I'm actually tempted to look at Tulane here. I think North Texas, a team that we know how prolific they are offensively, but when they were pushed, it did not work out all that well when they played South Florida. So this is a Tulane team that I'm tempted to look at from a strength of schedule standpoint. Tulane faced the 75th most difficult schedule. North Texas faced the 104th most difficult schedule. So a little bit of discrepancy there. Haven't bet it yet. Hoping to get a three, but kind of leaning towards Tulane on a Friday night down there in New Orleans.
Drew Mestemaker, quarterback for the Mean Green, leads football in passing yards. That was, I think that might turn out to be the best hire of all the coaching
John
vacancies.
Summerall?
No. Eric Morris.
Oh, Eric Morris, Oklahoma State.
Eric Morris, Oklahoma State.
Yeah. Neil Brown, by the way, going to North Texas. So Neil Brown, the former West Virginia coach, headed down to North Texas. Hey, just a reminder, this segment being brought to you by our friends at Omaha Steaks. Flavor meets football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of this hour of VSiN Primetime. Right now, you'll score 16 free smash burgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide. OmahaSteaks.com/VSIN for more information.
Yeah, Eric Morris hired away from North Texas to Oklahoma State. I assume he's going to take his quarterback with him.
I would imagine so.
And that's going to immediately help turn around that Cowboys program that's been hapless for the last couple of years, and Mike Gundy is gone.
Eric Morris, the creative mind as a Texas Tech offensive coordinator, then at Incarnate Word of the FCS ranks.
I like his background.
Brought Cam Ward to Washington State with him.
Promising hire.
I agree. Yeah. I think that was a really good hire, and we'll see if they wrap it up with the American Championship and a CFP berth.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Coming down to the wire up in Syracuse, 61-60. The Orange with a 1-point lead. They closed around 8-point home dogs tonight. The Duke Blue Devils and the Florida Gators right now, 8 and change to go. Second half, 54-48. Corner three is good, and the Gators have cut it down to a 3-point deficit right now, Matt, there at Cameron Indoor Stadium. One of the surprising results, you mentioned you saw Wake Forest down in the Bahamas. They are getting run off their home floor by Oklahoma tonight, 84-66. I would say of the results we've seen so far tonight, this one probably one of the more surprising. Wake Forest closed as a 4.5-point favorite in this one.
What happened here? I think Syracuse is going to beat Tennessee. Was there a turnover? I think a missed shot. Rebound batted out of bounds, 1/10 of a second left. So Syracuse, an 8-point dog, is going to beat Tennessee, Tim.
Yeah, nice win.
A 42% free throw shooter out the line for Syracuse, and somehow he threw in that second free throw. Nothing but net after he missed the first, and that's how Syracuse is going to win this game.
Syracuse came out to Vegas, Matt. They got swept in all three games, but their first game, they played Houston. They got to overtime. They were able to force overtime in a game. They shot 12 of 29 from the free throw line. This is a Syracuse team that is a bit worrisome at the free throw line. Coming into today, 363 out of 365 in free throw shooting percentage, the Orange at 57.1%. Not good.
What? They just made two when it counted. Yep. Syracuse up 62-60. Put 7/10 of a second back on the clock, but it's not going to be enough for Tennessee.
This would be a nice win for Adrian Autry's squad as they beat 13th-ranked Tennessee. Tennessee does call a timeout on a missed free throw here. 62-60 is the score. Underway, Matt, in South Bend, Notre Dame, and Missouri. The undefeated Tigers but come in with the 364th most difficult schedule in the country. It was a Jim Root versus you situation. Small play for you on Notre Dame.
Yep.
And Jim Root on his alma mater, Missouri. And he did bring up the fact that Missouri's schedule is has been rather soft so far on the year.
It's a fact, and hopefully it's a deciding factor because Notre Dame's played a much tougher schedule. And what'd you say, Missouri is 364 out of 365 in college hoops in strength of schedule.
Yeah. It's not been all that challenging so far for Missouri so far this year. All right. Matt, looking at the championship weekend slate, you mentioned Drew Mestemaker. I think that's a good point about next year. I asked a question the other day. I think I asked it to Adam on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. Of the hires so far, which one do you look at and say, and I guess you gave me the answer already, that is going to be an immediate upgrade and a bet-on situation? Mm-hmm. Is it Eric Morris heading from North Texas to Oklahoma State? More than likely, not saying it's guaranteed, but more than likely you would think he brings Drew Mestemaker with him.
I would think so. I think Oklahoma State's going to be, again, that was probably the easiest win total I bet this year. Was Okie State under, what, 5.5?
Once they lost to Tulsa, you knew you were in pretty good shape.
Okie State finished 1-11, is that right?
Yep.
I stopped sweating that one out in late September.
That's a fun game to play. Your easiest win total hit.
Yeah.
Syracuse under 5.5. That was an easy one. Oh, man, did they fall apart as the season went on.
Toughest win total? That was a handful of tough ones, but did not get Missouri over 7. Actually had the push, so I wasn't sweating it. We got Missouri over 7 on the last day of the season with Missouri's win against Arkansas. So that was a tough one.
I'm pulling up my
probably the one that ticks me off the most I lost was Stanford under 3.5. And Stanford got to 4 wins by beating Boston College and Florida State. And I did not think Stanford was going to win both of those games.
You know, the win totals we talked about on the podcast, actually, my win totals went great. Futures, not so much. But the lone win total I lost from the summer, Matt, was the one you made fun of me to make. Nebraska.
Wait a minute. You won that?
I lost it.
I was going to say.
Lone one I lost was Nebraska over 7.5. They finished with 7 wins on the year.
I did.
What is it, the ninth straight year they go under their win total?
Yes. Ninth or tenth. 2000, every year since 2017.
Unbelievable.
That's why when you announced that play on the air, I said, well, you got a lot of courage, Tim, or something like that. And Nebraska looked like it was headed over the win total early in the season, but you can never count on the Cornhuskers to do something good for you. How about this Matt Rhule?
Well, I also bet North Texas. That might have been the easiest one, Matt. They over under 6.5. They went 11-1. So that was a nice one to sit on.
I wanted to throw this out there. I sent this in for a graphic. I don't think we have it. But Matt Rhule at Nebraska. And, you know, Penn State fans wanted this guy as their head coach.
Got an extension.
He got an extension. He got big money to stay in Lincoln. Matt Rhule at Nebraska, 5-7, 7-6, and 7-5. 0-8 versus ranked teams, 0-3 versus Iowa with a blowout loss to finish this season. How is he worth a huge contract extension, and why did Penn State want him?
Is Jimmy Sexton his agent too, Matt?
I don't know. But I know he's a lot like James Franklin, right?
Yeah.
Franklin's actually better. He's a better recruiter. You got to wonder where Nebraska football is headed in the future. Matt Rhule.
Well, the funny thing is, Matt, when I think back to Matt Rhule.
19-18 after 3 years.
When I think back to Matt Rhule at Temple, very tough, hard-nosed teams, exceeded expectations, gets the Baylor job after the Art Briles disaster, builds them back up, gets them to 11 wins, leaves to go to the Panthers. That was a nightmare. And now Nebraska, I mean, back-to-back bowl game appearances, I guess, is something that Scott Frost couldn't do. But I wouldn't be surprised if Nebraska actually plays here in the Vegas Bowl on New Year's Eve.
Well, Nebraska's got a strong fan following. Mm-hmm. And if the Huskers played here, Tim, you would have a lot of Nebraska fans at Circa. I think a lot of the Omaha Steaks guys would come out. And that'd be a big hit, actually, the Vegas Bowl if Nebraska were in it.
Well, speaking of Omaha Steaks,
it's not going to help your win total, though. Too late for that.
I think I'm going to count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I went 7-1 on win totals.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
But.
Nice job.
I'm also waiting on Alabama to make the playoff, Boise to win the conference. My long shots all no good. I did have an in-season win total on UCLA under 1.5. Well, that got blown up right away.
I know one bet we talked about quickly when we had the Mountain West Media Days here at Circa, and we had
San Jose State.
I never made the bet. We were talking about could San Jose State be a sleeper to get in the Mountain West? Boy, talk about a rotten season for the Spartans.
Yeah, that was very surprising. We had Walker Egitt in studio, the quarterback. We had Kenny Amatalolo in, and we were all pretty pumped up. The schedule looked like it set up perfectly.
Spread and shred offense?
Not so much. But you know who did get there on their win total, Matt? Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
They got it there. 8 wins for Timmy Chang's squad, and they're going to wrap up the season. Not official yet, but they'll be playing in the Hawaii Bowl Christmas Eve. Nothing better, Matt. Sitting back, you'll be there, but sitting back Christmas Eve, watching the Hawaii Bowl with Hawaii in it.
Gonna be you got the fireplace on at your house. You and your wife are gonna be sitting in matching robes watching the Hawaii football game.
That's right.
Kids are gonna be asleep, gonna be putting presents under the tree. Is that how it works?
Well, unfortunately, we live in the West Coast, so the game will start at 5 o'clock. So my kid
won't. It'll be dark. What time you put the kid to sleep? 7?
8:30? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I used to stay up past midnight all the time as a kid. Yeah. Now I hear parents putting their kids to bed at 7, 8, 8 o'clock.
Well,
come on.
The tricky part is if you put them to bed late and they don't sleep in, then they're a nightmare. So if you keep them up late and he wakes up at 6 every day, he doesn't have the Matt Newman's sleeping abilities.
Just hire a nanny. I hire somebody else to take care of the kid.
I got to win some more bets. I got to win some more bets.
7-1 on your win total.
That's true.
What do you want?
I wanted one of those long shot futures to come home. Notre Dame to win the title 30-1. Come on, baby. Hey, make the holidays unforgettable with Omaha Steaks. From holiday roasts to hand-selected gift packages, Omaha Steaks delivers top quality meals and memorable gifts that bring everyone together. Every steak is perfectly aged and hand-carved for exceptional flavor. And right now, as a VSiN exclusive, you'll get 16 free smash burgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN. That's OmahaSteaks.com/VSIN. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. Underway at Fog Allen and Kansas with an early lead on UConn, 13-11. With 13:58 to go in this one. Notre Dame and Missouri underway. We've got a head-to-head battle in this one as Jim Root on his alma mater, Missouri. Notre Dame, a bet for Matt, 15-12, 11:28 to go. And a best bet for Jim Root, and I tailed him on it, Florida. Currently down 5 with 5:51 to go in the second half against the Duke Blue Devils. Let's talk some college football. Brian Edwards will join us next. It is VSiN. Prime time.
This is VSiN Prime Time on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is VSiN Primetime alongside Matt Newmans. I'm Tim Murray. Got a lot of college basketball going on. NBA conference championship weekend just right around the corner for college football. The latest batch of college football rankings out tonight. And to talk some championship weekend as well as week 14 of the NFL. Brian Edwards joins us right now, courtesy of our Progressive guest line. And Brian, I want to jump right into the Big 12. We saw this matchup take place in Lubbock, Texas. Texas Tech closed as a 13.5-point favorite. They won the game 29-7. And right now at Jerry's World, they're laying 12.5. Kalani Sitake will be there. He is headed back to BYU despite a flirtation with Penn State. So that's certainly a positive for BYU. Saturday morning, AT&T Stadium, Jerry's World. What do you make of the Red Raiders and BYU Cougars?
Love Texas Tech here. They've been an absolute juggernaut. All season, they beat BYU by 22, like you mentioned, but they did that despite settling for short field goals of 27, 39, 29, and 34. Should have beat them a little worse, and I think they're going to beat them worse here. They've won 5 in a row, both straight up and against the spread, and they've just been double digitizing everybody all season, with the one exception of in Tempe against Arizona State when Levitt was still healthy. Got to go with the Red Raiders here, and I'm also gonna also take their team total over 30.5. They're number two in the nation in scoring, 47.1 points per game average. They have scored at least 34 in 10 of their 12 games, and not against them first quarter, first half. Anything you want to do, Texas Tech, I think it'll be a winner.
I cannot believe what's going on in this Florida-Duke basketball game. Tim, are you watching? Brian Edwards glued to this game as a Florida super fan. All right. Edwards, speaking of BYU, Texas Tech, do you think it's a boost for BYU that Kalani Sitake is staying as coach? Is it going to help him in this game, or do you not care about that as a handicapping factor at all?
I mean, maybe it gives him a little bit of a boost, but I think it's a mismatch. So from a handicapping standpoint, I mean, I think Texas Tech covers this game easily. That's not impacting me, but it might give him a little bit of boost, but it doesn't faze me in wanting to back Texas Tech.
All right, how about the Conference USA Championship game? You've got a play, an opinion here. Kennesaw State, Jacksonville State. Kennesaw, 2.5-point favorite, total of 59.5-60 on Friday night.
Yeah, I like Jacksonville State here, unbeaten in 5 home games, 4-1 against the spread record. And then going back to last year, they've won 11 home games in a row, going 9-2 against the spread. They already played Kennesaw State at home this year. They beat them 35-26. Cam Cook, running back for the Gamecocks, leads the nation in rushing yards. And Caden Creel, one of the two quarterbacks they play. He also has had a big season, 973 rushing yards, 6 touchdowns, 6.4 yards per carry average. And the Gamecocks, 3rd in the nation in rushing yards, whereas Kennesaw State, number 102 nationally against the run. Kennesaw State's had a great year, but only 3-3 straight up, both straight up and ATS in 6 road games. And they're in a back-to-back road spot, had to travel up to Liberty last week. They won, but it was in overtime. And like Jack State as a home underdog.
Once again, Brian Edwards joining us here, helping us handicap championship weekend. So he likes to chalk with Texas Tech on Jacksonville State. Let's get to the SEC championship. We saw Alabama hop Notre Dame up to number 9. Georgia now sitting there at number 3. So a first-round bye on the line for Georgia. Alabama wins. Could they jump all the way up to get a first-round bye? Certainly possible with the magnitude of the win and sweep of Georgia. What do you make of this spot in the Georgia Dome? Alabama trying to make it a clean sweep of the Georgia Bulldogs this year.
Alabama absolutely owns Georgia since Stafford threw that touchdown pass in overtime to win at Bryant-Denny in 07, Saban's first year. Alabama's won 10 of the last 11 head-to-head meetings. And truth be told, if John Metchie and Jameson Williams don't blow their knees out, they would have won 11 in a row. But Georgia got them in 2021 when Bryce Young had nobody to throw to the last 3 quarters of that game. Automatic play when Alabama plays Georgia. Alabama wins outright.
Wow. All right. You like Bama there, plus 2.5. You going to hold out for 3? It looks like a couple books might go to 3 on that this week.
Glad you mentioned that. That's exactly – because, I mean, I think they're going to win outright, but might as well hold out for 3 because I really don't care between 1.5, 2.5. So, yeah, I think you hold out for 3. Hope to get that. But, again, I think they went outright.
By the way, Brian Edwards with us. You can follow him at Major Wager and also Vegas Insider. Brian, Ryan Hyatt, radio host in Lubbock, Texas, says you are nailing it on your analysis on BYU Texas Tech. So you got Ryan Hyatt in your corner here on that one. Tech, 12.5-point favorite over BYU in the Big 12 title game on Saturday. How do you feel about the coaching carousel and the way it's spinning in the ACC? Lane Kiffin to LSU. You've got John Sumrall at Florida. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've always liked Sumrall, but you know, when you're got your mind on Kiffin, it's a little bit of a disappointment. But and we've gone the G5 route with, you know, not had much success in the past. But he hit a home run in the press conference, and I'm good with it now because look, Kiffin, he would have sold us down the river in a couple of years if Alabama comes calling, if they come calling, and if LSU didn't get too much of a buyout, he'll do the same thing to them 3 or 4 years from now if Alabama comes calling. So I'm thinking maybe we dodged a bullet now that I've, you know, had some time to think about it and won't have the soap opera and the drama. Summerall's a winner, and I think he's going to do well. And we'll see on Kiffin at LSU. I don't know that his theatrics will go over as well in Cajun country, especially if he's not winning at a frenetic pace.
Brian Edwards joining us now. I mean, Brian Kelly had that lovely accent, so he fit in really well down there in that area. Brian, let's pivot to the NFL. You got a couple of games that are jumping out to you. Let's go Thursday night. You've got the Lions hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Right now, Lions 3 across the board against the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, Dan Campbell's teams have thrived in bounce-back spots. In fact, they've won 12 in a row, 11-1 against the spread since early November of 2023 when coming off a loss. And 10 of those 12 wins have been by double-digit margins, 4-0 straight up, 3-1 against the spread in bounce-back spots. This year, obviously, did not cover against the Giants. And, you know, look, short week, I always, you know, favor the home team. Dallas is hot right now, but two of those three at home, the only road win out there with you guys against Vegas, and Cowboys only 2-4 straight up, 3-3 ATS on the road. I know Detroit's got injuries galore, but I think they'll take care of business in bounce back mode.
I would say follow Brian Edwards on Twitter at Vegas B. Edwards, but I got a weird DM from you today that says, hey, can you vote for me to co-host a podcast event by Spotify and Google? I'd really appreciate your vote. And I said, Edwards' Twitter account's still hacked. Edwards, when are you going to get that back?
Man, you know, it was wild. I got it back for 48 hours last week from Tuesday until Thursday night. I'm hanging out with my mom Thanksgiving night and got hacked again, been locked out since. Gotten about 20 texts from people that I'm sending them weird DMs, et cetera. It's kind of a nightmare.
All right. Well, good luck getting that back. All right, you're a believer in the Bears, at least in this game against the Packers, but you want 7. The number's at 6.5 out there. Are you going to take Bears plus 7 at Lambeau?
Yeah, I'm waited out or by the hook to 7. Bears obviously on fire, won 5 games in a row, 9 of their last 10, 8-2 ATS in that stretch, 5-1 both straight up in ATS their last 6 is underdogs. Kalen Williams last 5 games, 8-1. TDINT ratio, and the Packers haven't been that great at home. 4-2 straight up, 3-3 ATS. So I'll take the Bears, but I want to have it at 7.
Brian, always appreciate it, man. We will talk to you soon. Best of luck with your bets this weekend.
Thanks, Todd. Have a good one.
Best of luck in the final 2 minutes of the Florida Duke basketball game. How about this, Tim, going down to the wire at Cameron?
62-59, the Duke Blue Devils with a 3-point lead over the Florida Gators, making a 1-point lead. It is apparently Florida Gator night because we're going to have David Behrman on in the final hour of the show. I'm sure he's locked to this game, coming down to the wire, and hopefully this game does not go to overtime, because if you got the points, you never want overtime to unfold.
64-61, Duke now. The live line at DraftKings is Duke minus 2.5.
All right, Duke, a contested layup there. Final 80 seconds to go in this one. So a fun one coming down to the wire at Cameron Indoor Stadium. And Duke, a 3-point lead at home against the Blue Devils, against the Gators. And Cameron Boozer just called for a foul. How about Cameron Boozer's night tonight, Matt? 29 points for the phenom freshman. 3-point lead, 111 to go at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Kansas up 8, Missouri up 7. So updates on those games.
Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The holiday season. Make every gathering and every gift unforgettable with Omaha Steaks. From Thanksgiving turkeys holiday roasts to curated gift packages, Omaha Steaks delivers quality and convenience if you spend less time cooking and more time celebrating. When you send Omaha Steaks, you're given an experience that's thoughtful, memorable, and delicious. Every steak is perfectly aged for tenderness and hand-carved by master butchers in America's heartland. Right now, a VSiN exclusive. 16 free smash burgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide. Make the holidays special with the legendary taste of America's original butcher. Visit omahasteaks.com/VSIN, omahasteaks.com/VSIN. What a game down in Durham, Matt. 67-66, the Blue Devils, a one-point lead, 1 second to go. Boy, it felt like the Florida Gators might pull off an upset here. Boogie Fland hit a big three-pointer, Matt, to give him a two-point lead. But then Isaiah Evans, buries a three from Cameron Boozer. And then the final offensive possession, well, we'll see if it was the last offensive possession, I should say, for Florida. Not so pretty.
Florida had about 15 seconds there to set up a play. The creeper, Todd Golden, had a timeout in his pocket. He did not use it, Tim. And Boogie Fland dribbled off his leg, which is generally not a good idea, and turns the ball over to Duke here. So Blue Devils up one with 1 second to go. Man, if you bet Florida on the money line, that really stinks. It looks like you had it. Let's see what we're going to – this ball might be off the Duke player's knee on the review.
Are they going to call a foul, or are they going to call a, was it out of bounds? Because it did look like he smacked down on his.
Well, you can't watch the review and call a foul if you didn't call it initially.
How about the situation?
Did they call that a ball, the ball out of bounds off Florida and Duke ball? I mean, because that looks like it should be Florida ball off the Duke player's leg. We can't hear what's going on anyway. Next game up, North Carolina, Kentucky. That's going to be a good one. Meanwhile, Purdue up 21 on Rutgers with about 4 minutes to go. And Missouri is up 7 on Notre Dame. Irish not playing well. A little bit disappointing right now. 32-25, Missouri on top.
All right. Coming up top of the hour, Matt, we've got a USC-Oregon game to discuss. But 1.9 seconds to go here in Durham, and the first free throw up, no good, and Florida going to call a timeout. So they have hope, Matt. As you always say, hope is the best thing.
I guess that was that a foul called on Florida? Because that ball was off Duke.
It was called on Florida, yeah. I think they were checking the time.
I know. It looked to me like that was not a foul, and the ball should have been off Duke. Anyway.
Florida gets the ball after the missed free throw. 1.5 seconds to go. And we will see if Todd Golden can draw up a game-winning play here for the Florida Gators. UConn and Kansas, 4:40 to go. That was our VSiN primetime game of the night. Good start by Kansas, but UConn battling back as the Jayhawks do get a bucket down low. It is a 5-point lead right now for Kansas over UConn. And Rutgers trying to fight for you, Matt.
Come on.
Over
stay
there.
Within 17. That's not going to help. Fletcher Warrior hits a three. Purdue goes up 20 with 2:20 to go. Got Rutgers plus 17. And that one. Kansas up by 5. Missouri up by 6. 32-26. And we'll see what happens here at the end of the Florida Duke game with Blue Devils up by 1. You do not want overtime, Tim.
No.
I think that's a good thing. You're probably not going to get it, but it's and one. How about that? That's got to be an and one for Rutgers anyway. You know, it's interesting. I was looking at the live betting screen. DraftKings does not have the Purdue-Rutgers game on it, being Rutgers
is in New Jersey.
A New Jersey team. And interesting wrinkle to that.
All right, Matt, coming up, I'm trying to see if this – typical college basketball game. We're trying to give you the ending of this one, but unfortunately, it is taking forever as now the refs are going to go check and, oh, are we making sure? Oh, let's make sure this the clock is accurate here. One timeout leads to about 15 minutes of just nonsense. It'll be an inbounds pass from the baseline here for Florida with 1.5 seconds to go. And Florida ball gets deflected, and that'll be all she wrote. Duke wins 67-66. But Jim Root, good call by you, sir. He had the Gators, tailed Florida in that, so well done. And hopefully other bets do get home as well.
You got to come away with that game a little bit more impressed with Florida than you do Duke. When you talk about a 9-point home favorite that barely escapes and wins by one and probably got a couple calls to go their way down the stretch. Florida 5-3. Don't worry. Don't downgrade that team too much. Don't worry. Last year, Tim, not many people thought the Gators were national championship contenders until January. Remember when they went to Alabama and ran the Crimson Tide off the court? And I think that opened a lot of people's eyes, said, hey, this Gators team's legit. So results you see in November, early December, sometimes don't mean all that much, unless, of course, you have a lot of money riding on the line.
So Florida does get the cover, covering 8.5, 9.5, and that one. Duke gets to win 67-66. Let's get to a best bet, Matt, for you and Jim Root. You both were on USC tonight on the road at Oregon. Both these teams dealing with a little bit of the injury bug, as USC will be without their leading scorer, Rodney Rice. He is out with a injury in this one. He was also out for, I believe, the Maui Invitational Championship game. And Oregon is going to be without Nate Biddle as well. What do you make of this spot?
Well, Biddle's incredibly important to the Oregon team, so I think that means more than anything. I know Rodney Rice is scoring 20 points a game. If you look at USC, you got Chad Baker-Mazzara. You got plenty of guys who can score to pick up the slack for Rice. This will be the second game he's missed this season. I think Biddle's going to be tougher to replace for the Ducks. And I do like USC in this spot. I was pretty impressed by the way USC played. Barely escaped that first game against Boise and Maui. After that, gets by Seton Hall.
Seton Hall was impressive, too. I liked what I saw from Seton Hall.
Seton was pretty impressive out there. And then beats Arizona State in the final. But I think Eric Musselman's team, which beat Troy on that lucky shot in that triple overtime game, 107-106, Musselman's team's probably a little bit better than I gave him credit for. But again, not a full strength tonight without Rice. So I lean USC. I do have a bet on the Trojans here, -1.5 money line. I don't love it, but I do like it a little bit. And a lot of it is a fate of the Ducks, who just have not been playing well. And I think Nate Biddle's their most important player.
Quick update from South Bend. Missouri leads 33-28 over Notre Dame. How about Missouri, Matt, going live with sports gambling, becoming the 39th state to have legalized sports gambling, and Circa Sports will be one of the providers in that state. So it's appropriate that VSIN welcomes one of our newest affiliates, 1021 The One, WON in Springfield, Missouri, KSOP FM, owned by Midwest Family Broadcasting. Welcome to our family, 1021 The One in Springfield, Missouri. All right, Matt, top of the hour, we'll get back to a little college football, the biggest game of the weekend, Indiana and Ohio State, as can Indiana snap a, 30-game losing streak to Ohio State, Matt?
I don't know what it is.
They have not won since 1988.
I know one thing. Kurt Cignetti has accomplished a lot of firsts with Indiana football.
Sure has.
And Cignetti's 0-1 against Ohio State, and the loss was on the road last year. So I don't think that long losing streak means anything. It's a totally different team, totally different program with Kurt Cignetti as coach. Rutgers throws up a three and hits it. Down 14 now with 1 minute to go.
Come on, Rutgers!
At one point, I think Rutgers is down 25. 79-65 with 103 to go. Rutgers 17 overnight. 13.5 for 14 here when this game closed. Cignetti has accomplished so many firsts with Indiana football. I don't care about those long trends. Really don't care at all. Indiana hasn't won a bowl game since 1991. None of that stuff matters anymore. Cignetti said last year, I thought it was, at the time, an extremely arrogant, cocky statement, but the way he said it, you're like, I kind of believe him. He said, why would I leave Indiana? We're an emerging superpower in college football. And this is a guy who was on Nick Saban's original staff at Alabama. He reminds me so much of Saban. I believe in this Indiana's team ability to win this game. I took six, so I didn't bet the money line initially, so I'm not getting the best price now, but I'm going to play some money line on the Hoosiers here too. And I think the letdown factor is a little bit of it, Tim. We'll talk about it a little bit more this week. But Ohio State's biggest game, the game that all those Buckeyes had circled for so long, was Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And you beat Michigan last week, and it's almost like the Big Ten championship game secondary. And it's not secondary to Indiana.
Well, if you want to see all our picks for championship week, well, become a VSiN Pro subscriber. And we've got a great deal right now. It's our Black Friday special, $60. You get VSiN Pro access to everything we offer through May 1st. That includes our daily best bets, real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop tools, all our video and replays. Check it out, VSiN.com/subscribe.